70-year-old Guy first served as president from 1981 to 1985, hired when he was just 36. He returned in January for a term to replace the departing James Clements and was asked by the WVU Board of Governors yesterday to serve as the university's permanent 24th president. The board's vote during an emergency meeting was unanimous. The Presidential Search Committee held an emergency session Friday to endorse Guy for the permanent post and request that the board amend the search guidelines and take all necessary steps to retain him. Guy says he didn't come back intending to stay, but decided he would after spending some time back in Morgantown.
The institution has made remarkable progress. It's really moved into onto the national stage and on the international stage, unlike anything that I had even imagined. I think that there are probably very few institutions, as I sat there in that chair for a very short period of time, there are very few institutions which can play a more important role in making a difference in a state and for a people than can this university.
Guy says his top priority is to find ways to help keep young people in West Virginia. His contract will remain in place while a new 2-year contract, the maximum under statute, is developed. The selection still needs approval from the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission.